producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Good morning. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I told you how the Moms Demand Action have decided to try to bully Kroger into making Kroger a gun-free zone. And they responded by simply telling them that they comply with federal, state, and local law and that they were not going to be drawn into a political debate. We also talked about the philosopher who wants everybody to get up and run away if they see a gun. Okay? Now, the moms have decided to go from being ridiculous to being criminal in Kroger, in response to Kroger saying, well, no, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do that. One one thing on Facebook or Twitter, I think it's Facebook, from one of the Moms Demand group. Fill a cart to the brim with perishable food, park it in a remote corner, attach note telling them you will not shop where guns are tolerated, and leave the store. Do this every few days. So let's basically ruin a bunch of merchandise that you're not going to pay for. She's not alone in her desire to commit crime in the name of gun sense. Now, this particular female, her name is Jody Averill, and her crime, if she were caught and convicted, could result in a year in prison. But there's some of these bitter people within the Moms Demand Action that are not only willing to copy Averill on that, but they plot to call 911 and claim that there's a robbery in progress to see if someone lawfully carrying a firearm, if they see someone lawfully carry a firearm. This is called swatting. This places lives in jeopardy. And it is a felony in many jurisdictions. From also from Facebook's, from Sylvia Comp Sebastian. What people should do when they see someone walk in with a weapon or observe them in one of the aisles is run for the door, leave their carts behind, and once outside, call 911 and report that an armed person is in the store and may be attempting a robbery. They have to respond. If enough people do that consistently, just abandon their carts and go to another grocery store to do their shopping that day, the stores will eventually get tired of the police showing up, the chaos, the bad PR, and having to deal with carts full of food that staff has to return to the shelves. Kathy Sellers on Facebook. If I see someone carrying a weapon in a public place, I'll call the police, even if the person is casually walking around shopping. I know I would feel bullied and threatened, which I'm sure is their basic intent, but how does one know what will happen next? I think everyone in this situation should do this. The police will soon get tired of being called out and hopefully put an end to this madness. This kind of swatting led to an individual named John Crawford being shot to death in a Beaver Creek, Ohio Walmart, and an officer-involved incident that is still under investigation today. These people claim they want gun sense. Carrying a gun around in a holster or in, you know, with the select a switch in safe or however is gun sense if you're going to carry a gun around. What they're advocating is dangerous. It is not only dangerous to the, you know, regular law-abiding person that just happens to be walking around carrying a gun, but everybody around them. These people, these moms demand action, all of these goats, you know, I'm out there on a regular basis. The thing here is this. These people are the people that shouldn't be allowed to own guns. The moms demand action. All of these people that cannot control their emotions, that advocate violence against their fellow, and like it or not, gun grabbers, we are your fellow citizens. We may be ideologically opposed, but we're still just as much of an American citizen as you are, like it or not. And they want gun sense, and yet they never think twice about getting out there and advocating something that is dangerous and shows an emotional overreaction on a regular basis. On a regular basis. And, you know, I point this stuff out because these are the people we're facing. These are the people that... And the Moms Demand Action are not a big group. Don't kid yourself. There's no paying membership to the Moms Demand Action. If Michael Bloomberg did not exist, they would be a Facebook page. Because it doesn't cost anything to run a Facebook page. They claim that all of their likes on Facebook indicates how many members they have. But nobody's paying them dues. Very few people pay the Brady Campaign dues or the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence or any of these AstroTurf groups. They don't have paying members. They have sugar daddies. They have sugar daddies. Just the other day, Bill Gates donated $1 million to the I-594 effort in Washington State. Without these gun-grabbing billionaires laying money on them, they would fade away. So you're talking about dozens. You're talking about dozens of people. But what they're advocating is dangerous. It would be my hope that Kroger would be paying attention to this and that, you know, I'm not going to call Kroger and ask them to come on the show and applaud them for their pro-gun stance because this isn't a pro-gun stance. This is just them saying we observe the law. In New York, Krogers don't allow people to carry guns because New York doesn't allow people to carry guns. But all that being said, this isn't a big group. But it only takes one of them to turn something into a tragedy. And for those of you that open carry, which there's more of you, there's more states that allow, even Hawaii allows open carry after a fashion, if you will. I don't know under what circumstances, but even they have a caveat in their state law. If you're an open carrier, be aware. You know, go to condition yellow and just be aware of who's observing you. Not in the interest of trying, you know, I'm not worried about you upsetting people or something. The law is the law. Carrying a gun, you carrying a gun. The difference between open carry and concealed carry, as far as I am concerned, is this. There's no less danger in concealed carry. There's just a few, you know, a layer of cloth or a jacket. Or it's in a purse or a fanny bag or whatever. So this is all nonsense. This is all silly stuff. And yet they persist. Yet they persist on a regular basis. They can't just let it go. Nobody wants to die. I swear to God. But I do believe gun control should be practiced on the Moms Demand Action. They're just too flighty. They just can't control themselves. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Somewhere there's
all right.
It's already coming.
Welcome back. Good morning. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Those of you out in California, I feel bad for you. I do. I feel bad for you. Although, a judge just ruled, I think, earlier this week. Well, recently, a judge ruled that the 10-day wait for a handgun purchase is unconstitutional. I'm sure they're going to try to find a way around that to make it 11 days, but, you know,
You've already had the permit thing with the Peruta case, and now you've got this happening. But your state assembly, well, you're full of a bunch of gun grabbers. There's just no way around it. And one of your California representatives in the U.S. Congress, he wants to ban body armor. Now, I haven't noticed a big clamor to get rid of body armor, and this is Representative Honda, who is facing a very motivated opponent in his next election. This is him trying to give his constituents something to latch onto. I'll ban body armor. Which is about as pertinent to today's conversation as I'll ban lug nuts. But coming out of California, we got all these people that are just politicians, primarily. Primarily politicians, of course. They're in an election year, so legislators in California are eager to see their name in print. And they're going to pass any bill the press will promote. It has nothing to do with what you, the constituents, want there. And unfortunately, right now, they're trying to promote any law in the name of gun control. After your last narcissistic psycho killer got out there and beat and stabbed and shot and ran some people over in Santa Barbara. Their latest array are gun violence restraining orders, which are stupid in their nature altogether. If I'm going to commit a crime, if I have decided, okay, well, I've decided that I'm going to commit a crime, my course is set. If I'm going to do that, do you think I care about a legally acquired firearm? You think of it, I care. As a matter of fact, if I own firearms legally, and the gun confiscation squad run by the California DOJ shows up at my door to pick them up, and then they take them, they're all slapping themselves on the back saying, well, that's another gun violence we have restrained. That's another spate of gun violence we probably restrained. No, you just gave me cover, pal. If I am bent on committing a crime, like killing a spouse or a partner or something, I'd just go get another gun. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because you haven't accused me of crime, right? I'm prohibited by California state law from owning a gun, but not by federal law. Move across the border to Nevada. Get a gun. Road trip to California. Kill who I intend to kill. There's just so many ways around that. There is no way to restrain gun violence. There's a way to stop it when it occurs, but there's no way to restrain it. That legislation is going to get the politicians that propose that all the campaign donations they want. And it works for the media since the anti-gun bigotry is such an easy sell in Cali. But there is an upside to this. There is. You guys in California can use these corrupt laws to your advantage. You finally have legislation that keeps the crazies out of public office. AB 1014 allows a police officer to call a judge and collect all your firearms and ammunition. They say that they need reasonable cause. In fact, all they need is an accusation from an immediate family member, anyone in California law enforcement, or any licensed mental health professional. Reasonable cause is something we've heard before. Legislators say they need reasonable cause for the no-knock raids to kick in the front door on the wrong address. Seen how that works in practice. Technically, a court needs reasonable cause for the charges of domestic violence or sexual assault. AB 1014 is pre-crime, of course, but, you know. In theory, there are penalties for making a false report. But how often do you see prosecutions for false reporting? How often does that happen? But you can embrace that corruption. The new anti-gun bill not only confiscates weapons and ammunition from innocent firearms owners, it can bar them from entering sensitive government offices. And there you have it. Leland Yee, State Senator Leland Yee, recently got swept up in this big and military-grade weapons thing. I mean, he was using weapons of war. I don't own an RPG. Leland did. I don't own fully automatic select fire weapons. Leland sold them. Leland got 300,000 votes or a 250,000 votes for Secretary of State. If he had won that, he would have broken this new law if it passes, if AB 1014 passes. He didn't lose his seat in the California Senate for quite a while. That bill applies to anyone who even visits California, like your representatives and senators who visit a few days a year for fundraising events, like Pelosi, like Feinstein, like Boxer. All you got to do is look at the public record. They make false statements every time they come out for gun control. Nancy Pelosi, the border is secure. Let's pass the bill to see what's in it. Dianne Feinstein. She's going against the Constitution. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. All you got to do is find one honest judge. And some of them are beginning to surface in California. Might not be as easy as it sounds, but doable. Take the crazy to the crazies. Turn their little picadillo against them. I think that would be just hilarious. I would gut laugh so hard. And I got a question as we're coming up on the next break. I got a question. Why is with the president's office, there's been this, people are saying, well, we want a new, more younger, vibrant person in the Oval Office. That's what they say with Barack Obama, right? But we keep reelecting people that are of the age to be in retirement homes. And we keep letting them get on camera. And our taxpayer money keeps buying their Viagra and their Grecian formula and all their stuff. Why do we do that? I can't really throw rocks. I mean, in South Carolina, we had two senators there for a while that their combined age approached 200 years. Why? We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MARILUHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
All right. Welcome back. Good morning. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I was listening. I need to get me a Berkey. Just in case I ever have to run. Because if I had to run, I would have to carry, without a Berkey, I'd have to carry a gallon of water per person per day. So for 5 days. 5 days, let's see, that's 15 gallons. That's right at 4 cases, because you can get 4 gallons in a case. What does that weigh? That's probably, I'd be toting around about 120 pounds. Or I could have the Berkey filter. That's why I need to get one, because I can find a water source. That's not a problem. All I got to do is filter it. Everything going to be good to go. They're not even one of my sponsors, but I'm going to get one of those. The Army is talking about adopting a new pistol, which I think they actually will if they can find somebody to actually manufacture it on a massive scale. I don't know if it exists right now. Maureen Mackey of the Fiscal Times says that when that happens, America's emergency rooms better be prepared for the carnage that's likely to follow. Now, here's the thing, okay? Unlike the carbine, the search for a new carbine against the M4, M16 platform, unlike that, when they adopted the Beretta in 1985, the Beretta already existed. It was already in the hands of civilians. There was no new development. There were some other guns that came online that went to the double-stack 9mm format. No big deal. That would have happened anyway. That would have been the natural progression of things. Previously, freelance anti-gun writer Matt Valentine made a similar prediction in The Atlantic. They make their, you know, along with this predisposition against guns, they base their predictions on a 1992 claim from Daniel Webster, whose advocacy of gun control masquerades as public health research.
He argued that as semi-automatic pistols became more popular than revolvers in the 1980s, the number of wounds per gunshot victim increased. They did not mention newer research which found that gunshot injury incidents involving pistols were less likely to produce a death than those involving revolvers. The average number of wounds for pistol victims was actually lower than that for revolver victims. The other thing about a revolver is that it can fire a heavier caliber with more power. We don't have Magnum semi-automatic pistols. We do have some chambered for Magnum loads, but they are just about anomalies. I don't know anybody that actually carries one. Now, a .44 Magnum, on the other hand, the .357 Magnum, a .41 Magnum, the .500, all of these Magnum rounds, you take a shot in the upper body, and you're probably done. Because a phenomena that occurs when a bullet, a round, hits soft tissue, a lot of your body is fluid, blood, all kinds of different fluids. I didn't pay attention when I was in medical school, so I don't know what the rest of them are called besides blood. But you have this thing called hydrostatic shock. There is a change in the pressure of the fluids in the soft tissue when a bullet wound is introduced. So the waves, the ripples, the shock wave from the round, from a Magnum round, you take a shot in the right side of your chest and it might blow your heart up. Just depending on how close it is. I don't want to make you know, it's not going to blow your upper body off, to be sure. But it is going to cause outrageous shock trauma compared to a 9mm. Mackey and Valentine seem to believe that when the Army says it wants a pistol with greater knockdown power, it's looking for something akin to the phasers that were carried by the, although entertaining, a absolutely, totally, 100% fictional crew of the Starship Enterprise. What the Army's actually indicated is that it's considering replacing its inventory of Beretta M9 and SIG M11 9mm pistols with another fixed metallic cartridge semi-automatic pistol, possibly in .45, .40, or .357 SIG. Now, the .45 caliber, not exactly a new idea. Been around since 1911. Ammunition in the .357 SIG caliber is nearly the same as the Plus P Plus variety of 9mm, which has been around since 1902. The .40 caliber splits the difference between the .45 and the 9mm Plus P Plus in terms of bullet diameter, weight, and velocity. But the .357 SIG came before the Army's search, as did the .40. .45 was sort of brought about during the Philippines. But all of these guns that are out there, they existed a while back. This is not where we're developing some new death pistol. The Army could very easily adopt a new pistol that's already popular among civilian gun owners. If they wanted to go with a .40, for example, the Smith & Wesson M&P Slide, which also fires the 9mm that fires the .40, is engineered to handle it, and they could have the .40. .357 SIG, for those of you that own a .357 SIG, I wish one of you would call me and explain to me why that's a smoking hot round. That's an answer to a question I never asked. I never asked that question. The title of Valentine's article, How Military Guns Make the Civilian Market, may appeal to gun control supporters who believe that civilians and military personnel should not have the same kinds of guns. But if the Army adopts a new pistol, it could very easily be something that's already popular with us. Most gun control supporters, like Don Lemon and all these other guys that don't know what they're talking about, like to pretend that they can isolate features of guns that make them especially dangerous or especially likely to be used in crimes. You want to know the common... There's two commonalities between a gun, whether it's military in nature or civilian in nature. Now, the difference between military for most firearms is that military has a select fire switch. The handguns are identical to what you can find at Academy Sports. But that select fire switch makes them different. But all guns have two common things that all guns have. They have a barrel and they have a projectile. The barrel, based upon its length, builds up pressure after you pull the trigger, detonating the primer, causing the burn of the powder, creating the pressure which launches the burret. Once the burret heads down its festive flight down the barrel and hits the rifling, starts to spin, it exits the barrel and off it goes. Those two features are what make a gun what it is. And getting out there and saying, well, a pistol grip, bayonet lug, a barrel shroud, that's a bunch of junk. That's a bunch of big junk. You can't even recycle that kind of junk. So the features of a gun, guns are either ergonomically friendly or they're not. But at the end of the day, they're just about the same, some just a little better than others. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
podcast banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I made a prediction when Chang in Illinois and when the Seventh Circuit as well piled on. When they decided, actually Chang, his was about gun shops in Chicago. When the Seventh Circuit, what was that guy's name? Judge Polson? Something like that. When he made a call that Illinois had to issue some form of concealed carry permit. And I made a prediction that if they did that, crime would go down. That wasn't a big stretch for me. Last month, an 86-year-old Illinois man with a concealed carry permit fired his weapon at an armed robbery suspect fleeing police last month, stopping the man in his tracks and allowing the police to make an arrest. LEO described the man as a model citizen who helped others avoid being victims at an AT&T store outside Chicago, where he witnessed the holdup. The man, whose identity was withheld from the press, prevented others from entering the store during the theft. The robber harassed customers and pistol-whipped one. Since Illinois started granting concealed carry permits this year, the number of robberies that have led to arrests in Chicago has declined 20% from last year, according to police department statistics. Reports of burglary and motor vehicle theft are down 20% and 26% respectively. In the first quarter, the city's homicide rate was at a 56-year low. Richard Pearson is the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. He says it wasn't any coincidence crime rates started to go down when concealed carry was permitted. Just the idea that criminals don't know who's armed and who isn't, it has a deterrence effect. The police department hasn't changed a single tactic. They haven't announced a shift in policy, or of course, and yet you have these incredible numbers. As of July the 29th, the state had 83,183 applications for concealed carry and had issued 68,549 licenses. By the end of the year, Mr. Pearson estimates there's going to be 100,000 Illinois citizens that are going to be walking around with a gun. When Illinois began processing requests in January, Gun training and shooting classes, which are required for the application, were filling up before the Rifle Association was able to schedule them. Mr. Pearson said the temperature would be 40 below, and you'd have these guys out on the range having to crack off the ice from their guns to see the target, but they do it because they were that passionate about getting that license. Mr. Pearson expects the state to issue about 300,000 carry permits when it's all said and done. It's not cheap in Illinois to get a concealed carry weapons permit. Costs about $600, requires at least 16 hours of class. Now, the Chicago PD, and this is where you can start doing a little math, okay? Chicago PD hasn't changed their tactic, although they will say that it's due to better policing. But the only thing that's changed is now they have concealed carriers in the state. Now, Superintendent Gary McCarthy, the guy who says that his officers will shoot concealed carriers without hesitation, noted that the confiscation of more than 1,300 illegal guns in the first 3 months of the year, better police training, and intelligent policing strategies. You cannot dismiss the impact of a concealed carrying populace in any way, shape, or form. Instead of creating more crimes, which the gun control advocates always warn about, the increased concealed carry rates have coincided with lower rates of crime, just like it has nationwide. Washington, D.C. A July study by the Crime Prevention Research Center found that 11.1 million Americans have permits to carry concealed weapons, a 147% increase from 4.5 million 7 years ago. Meanwhile, homicide and other violent crimes have dropped from between 22 to 49%. John Lott, who is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, states there's a lot of academic research that's been done on this, and if you look at the peer-reviewed studies, the bottom line is a large majority find a benefit of concealed carry on crime rates, and at worst, there's no cost. You can deter criminals with longer prison sentences and penalties, but arming people with the right to defend themselves with a gun is also a deterrence. That presumed occupational hazard of being perforated while you're committing that crime weighs on a criminal's mind. And that has an effect. Now, within Illinois, Cook County, which encompasses Chicago, has the state's largest number of concealed carry applications with 28,552 requests. Counting for population, that's less than 1% that are carrying. Mason County has the top per capita rate in Illinois, with 14% of its residents holding concealed carry licenses, followed by Shelby County with 9%. I would submit this to you, if any state were to go the way of, say, Kennesaw, Georgia, we're in the 1980s. They mandated that every household have a gun. Now, they don't, you know, they're not going around door to door. Do you have a gun? Put your hands behind your back if you don't have one. They're not going door to door with that. But what that did, when you make that statement, Kennesaw, Georgia has had an 85% decrease in crime. How is that bad? How can gun control, people that advocate for gun control, look at that and say that's a bad result? How do they do that? With a straight face. Shelby County Sheriff Michael Miller said, when I talk to folks that are supporters of concealed carry here, a lot of them want to get their permits so they can keep a gun in the car just so they have it when they travel to bigger towns and cities. Sheriff Miller says, luckily, we don't have a gang problem. or any serious violent crime. Our types are just rednecks that like to hunt and fish. Nice thing to say there, elected official. golly gee. Concealed carry works. Just the specter of concealed carry works. And you, America, you use guns, and we don't know whether some of you doing this have concealed carry permits or not, but you legally use guns to stop crimes between 6,500 and 7,000 times a day. Now, contrast the result of people carrying guns, good people carrying guns, and the impact it has on crime with the Moms Demand Action, what they're advocating doing to people they see carrying a gun in Kroger. Contrast it to that. They want to call the police and report a armed robbery in progress. Now, when the police show up, if they do that, when the police show up, they're not going to be rolling around. If they see a dude with a gun on his hip, or if they see a dude with a rifle slung across his back, and his buggy is filled with toilet paper and dog food and soda and something for dinner tonight and something for dinner tomorrow and all that other stuff, they're not going to get out there and presume that he is a good guy. Because their adrenaline is packing. I mean, it's just high pressure. They're jacked up beyond all belief. It's not just going to be bad PR for Kroger. Let us take a bend around into the second hour, shall we? On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.